7:32, Friday morning. It is now time for another segment of Friday Finances with Scott Sampier from Northwestern Mutual. Scott is in studio. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Jason Lee, how are you, fine, sir?
I'm doing awesome, man. It's Friday, another beautiful day, even though it's getting, the temperatures are changing, whatever, man, it doesn't matter.
Fall is in the air.
We know it's coming.
Yes. Yeah, we're back at it again. It's crazy. The weeks fly by, that's for sure.
Yeah, big time. Now, Scott's from Northwest Mutual in every Friday morning, and just kind of touching base on a lot of different things from a lot of different spectrums in the world of finances. And this week, well, we were talking about the newlywed stuff.
Yep.
What can sometimes happen if that fades off?
Yes.
Is divorce.
Yeah, the big D word, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've come up with quite a collection of financial tips that we've gone through over the last few months. And if you guys have any ideas or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me, as I'd be glad to talk about anything that's on your mind. But yeah, last week we talked about financial planning tips for newlyweds. I'm going way opposite end of the spectrum. Financial tips you should do after a divorce.
Okay.
So, look, and I understand divorce is emotional turmoil. There's financial upheaval. You know, managing financing is never simple, but divorce can certainly throw a monkey wrench into that and make it far more complex. Jason, I read a stat the other day, and the divorce rate, and we all know people, friends, family members, but it's somewhere around like 43%.
Yeah, it's still pretty high.
Yeah. So it's real and it's out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I understand, too, when you go through that divorce process, I've never experienced it myself, but I have family members that have. It can be long, drug out. Some of them go pretty smooth, but when you get money involved, oftentimes things can get a little hairy and dicey.
Oh, yeah.
And after that long, drawn-out process, people want relief from the paperwork, you know, the lawyers, and really just don't want to start thinking about finances, but there are some items that should be addressed.
Okay.
That I feel sooner than later, certainly.
Right on.
And by the way, I'm just going to touch on a few items here. I have a whole checklist of things, and everybody's situation is different. So feel free to reach out to me, and we can talk specifics. But these are just some general ideas to think about. So number one, Jason, is canceling those joint accounts that you might have with your ex-spouse. And also, when you contact the company to cancel them, confirm that the accounts cannot be reopened. Because you don't want that person, or you don't want to be on that, on the hook for if someone's, you know, continues to rack up additional credit card debt, bank overdraft fees. Being on the hook for that stuff can be quite costly.
Making, getting that confirmation, that's a good key.
Yeah. So not only canceling, but making sure they cannot be reopened. And if you do have a credit card liability still out there, meaning a balance on that, you know, contact that credit card company to suspend the account and not to allow future charges there as well. I think that's important that, you know, might get overlooked. So once you've eliminated the joint accounts out of your life, I think it's important to, need to go open some new accounts in your own name, some individual accounts, so bank accounts, your investment accounts, reestablishing credit cards in your name. Updating your auto and homeowners insurance. You don't want to be paying, you know, any insurance, unnecessary insurance premiums on assets you no longer own.
Right.
So do that. Checking your credit score. Contact there's some websites out there where you can get a free credit report. So do that. Reestablishing credit. Resolve any discrepancies with the three credit bureaus that you see on your credit report, because what that can do is you can end up paying more for loans, insurance. It could be difficult if you have credit issues nowadays to get an apartment or even a job.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of employers are looking at your credit report and pulling those for employment, especially if you're in the financial world of employment too.
Sure.
So checking your credit's important. Updating and changing your beneficiaries. You might have, you know, an IRA, 401k at work. Usually that's a simple form. And, you know, you can talk to an estate planning attorney if you have any questions there. But making sure the beneficiaries have been updated. And lastly, Jason, really, I think is, you know, create, and we've talked about a lot of this stuff in the past, but is now that you're single, you know, having that emergency reserve set aside about 6 months in the bank of monthly expenses just there for emergencies. So if the car breaks down, the roof leaks, or life happens, is you have money set aside at the bank where you're not dipping into savings for retirement or having to scramble and run around to try to find money. So having that cash safety net is key. I like it when you're single, about 6 months set aside and you know, rework the budget too. Find out what's coming in and what's going out every month is important. And I can help you do all of this, by the way, because there's, like I said, it can be overwhelming and a lot of things, and it can be complex. So my job is to take, you know, one or two things at a time and make things easier and continue to work down the checklist. There's no cost or obligation to sit down with me, no strings attached. The first step is just sitting down and having a conversation.
You bet. You know, I've got a couple of friends that have gone through the divorce scenario. And, you know, this is all important stuff to do right after it's all said and done, like you were saying. But they would add to that list, go to the gym.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Now you got to start looking good and getting back out there on the scene, too.
It's funny, man. I'm just saying, because the two friends that I have had that have gotten divorces, I swear to you, right after they were all of a sudden gym member. I'm like, oh, you're working out now. That's interesting. You know, whatever. It's just like cyclical. It happened.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We see it all the time.
Let them know how to get a hold of you, Scott.
Yeah, Jason, I always like to say at the end of each program is, look, we all got to make money. That's why we strap on our boots and come to work every day. But it's important to use that money to make more money and then repeat the process, meaning sticking to the game plan. Jason, you can reach me on Facebook. I'll post a replay of this episode online. Like I said, let me know if there's any topics you want to talk about. Give my office a call, 906-629-6007. Or shoot me an email, scott@nm.com. Man, love it. I can't wait to be back next week, Jason. I'm going to come up with a much more uplifting topic next week. But like I said, divorce is out there. Hey. It's real, and it's important stuff to talk about. So, you know, give me a call, and I'd love to sit down and talk with you.
Absolutely. Friday Finances with Scott Sampier from Northwestern Mutual on The Morning Show. 7:40 your Friday morning.